This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavriel Hamburger, that's all.
Mevdalet Amid Beish. We're shuffling the bottom. The last word, the Rabbona. First, what went before. Rabbi Akiva learned from the Pasuk, Mishras Anove, that what grapes were soaked in something by nausea. It's also to teach us that he teach us heter v'sav v'isa. That heter and isa, when you put them together and it comprises a kezias, he gets a malchus, even though the isa by itself is not a full kezias. That heter v'sav v'isa. And the chachamim learn from that pasuk something else. They learn tam ki ikar. The taste is like the ikar isa itself. What does that mean? That if the taste penetrates throughout the heta becomes asa. But suppose you just stuck a half kezias of isa together with a half kezias of heta, and the taste of the isa did not penetrate the heta. So you don't have tam ki'ika, all you can have is heta misav l'isa. So they say heta, not misav l'isa. So the Chachamim learned from Mishras the principle of tam ki'ika. And Rabbi Akiva learns from Mishras the principle of heta misav l'isa. Let's talk over these 2 points. Now the Gemara asks, if Rabbi Akiva uses Mishras anovim, the heter misav l'isa, so how does Rabbi Akiva know tam ki'ika? And the Gemara says he learns it from Giulei Nochem. Now, Giulei Nochem means the soiled kelim of Gentiles that they use already. The Torah says it's usher to use kelim of Gentiles to cook food, because absorbed in the pores of the kelim is some of the forbidden food. Now, the food is not there, it's only the taste of the food. So when you cook something kosher in a pot like that, the taste comes out. So you learn from there, tam ki'ika, the Torah forbids Giulei Nochem, food cooked in the pots of the Gentiles. And it's only the taste. So we learn from there, tam ki'ika. That's how Rabbi Akiva knows tam ki'ika. And the question, what did Chachamim answer? If they need mishras for tam ki'ika, to mean they don't learn tam ki'ika from Giulei Nochem. Why not? Because they say Giulei Nochem is a chiddush. Because Giulei Nochem, the taste is no good. The taste that's absorbed in the pores is not a good taste. And we have a principle that Nevela, that's not fit for a ge'er to eat. Nevela, she knew you the ge'er, ain't a kuya nevela. A isa, that's a bad taste, loses its shem isa. And here the Torah says, by Giulei Nochem, it's also to cook in those pots, that's a chiddush. The isa, Giulei Nochem, was a chiddush. Even though the taste is not good, so the Torah says it's forbidden to cook there. That's a chiddush. If it's a chiddush, from a chiddush we can't learn. Again, everywhere else where the isa would fall into the heta and give it a bad taste, I get a marshal. I don't know if it's so. They say meat in honey. Well, I say orange juice and meat gives a bad taste. Orange juice doesn't mix with meat, let's say. So suppose a piece of trefa meat would soak, let's say, 24 hours in a carton of orange juice. So we say you take it out, and the orange juice is mutter, because the taste of the meat put into the orange juice is unfavorable taste. It's not good. It's called nesem tam l'pgam. Give it a taste for harm, not for benefit. That's a principle. Any isa that gives it a bad taste, let's say, if an insect falls into your hot soup, even a big insect, so you take it out, and soup is kosher. But it surely doesn't give a favorable taste. It's called nesem tam l'pgam. And still the Torah says, Giyuli and Al-Hibra Asa. Also they're cooking Gentile pots, although the taste that's absorbed in the pores of the walls are not a good taste. So it's a chiddush. And from a chiddush we can't learn for the whole Torah. There we have to have Mishras HaMala. Now let's review what you learn. Rabbi Akiva learns from Mishras, he learns at the Mistalach Lisa. And where does he learn Tam Kika? From Giyuli Nofer. The Achamim say no. Misha Sheni for Tam Ki'ika. And from Giyuli Nofer you cannot learn because it's a chiddush. What does Rabbi Akiva answer? Rabbi Akiva says, when do you call it a spoiled taste? After 24 hours, when the taste of the Isa that's in the Keli, absorbed in the pores, 24 hours passes, then the taste gets ruined. That's true. Let's say if you cook meat in a treifa pot that hadn't been used for 24 hours. You shouldn't do it. If you did, the meat is kosher. You cook kosher meat in a treifa pot, and the treifa pot had not been used for 24 hours, although you shouldn't do it, but if you did it, the meat is kosher. For the taste of the treifa meat that was in the walls of the treifa pot, after 24 hours, it's spoiled. So the taste that comes out is called Nason Tamalibgam, it gives a bad taste. But if you cook meat in the treifa pot has been used within the last 24 hours, so the taste that's within the walls hasn't been spoiled yet. That's why if the meat becomes osur, you cook meat in the treifa pot, which has been used by goyim, let's say, within the last 24 hours, the meat is osur, but the taste is not spoiled yet. But the Chachamim answer as follows. So if Rabbi Akiva says, when does a tailor forbid Giyuli Nochrim? Not when it's 24 hours old. Only when it's recently used, within 24 hours. So then it's a good taste. So it gives a good taste. And so and the tailor said this also. So that's our model for Tam Ki'ika. The Torah doesn't forbid the meat cooked in old pots of goyim. The Torah forbids meat cooked, food cooked in the new, in the freshly used pots of goyim. And then the taste is good. And so we see the Torah forbids tam kika taste, just like the Isha itself. And the Chachamim answered, no, even if it's freshly used, the taste of the treifas that's in the pores of the pot is no good anymore. It's not as bad at 24 hours, but it's not good anymore, not a good taste. And still the Torah said this also, it's a chiddush, so you can't learn from a chiddush. Now, sum up again, the whole piece of Gemara we learned last time, or the last part, once more. Now, the key word learns from Isha Sarnavim, Tam Ki Ika. How does it learn? Excuse me. The key word learns from Isha Sarnavim, Heta Mestara for Isha. And how does he know Tam Kikat? He learns from Giyuli Nochrim, Gentile pots. It's only a taste. And still it's awesome. The Chachamim learn from Mishras HaNovim, Tam Kikat. But they don't learn Tam Kikat from Giyuli Nochrim, because it's a chiddush. Because the taste of the food that entered into the pores of that pot, that flavor pot, is not a good taste, even though it's not 24 hours old. Still, it's not a good taste. And therefore, when you cook meat in that pot and the taste comes out, it's not a good taste. And still, the Torah says, it's also if you cook within 24 hours. So it's a chiddush. And from a chiddush, we can't learn. It's a chiddush to say a bad taste should make it awesome. So a chiddush, we cannot learn. And therefore, the Chachamim don't learn Tam Kika from Giyuli Nochrim. They learn Tam Kika from Mishras HaNovim. And they don't have a posse compared to Mesav Lisa at all. And the Kiva learns from Mishra Sano, we have to Mesav Lisa. And Tom Kika learns from Yehule Nochem. I'll mention again what we said, that it's a question, cooking in a freshly used pot of goyim, the taste comes out, it tastes not entirely a bad taste, but not a fully good taste. And still the Torah says the meat is also that's cooked there. So, the Chachamim says it's a chiddush. to say such a thing is also. So we can't learn from the effort elsewhere. And we keep it as not a chiddush because the taste is not that much spoiled that you call it a chiddush. If it's 24 hours not used, then it's not really a bad taste in the pores. Less than 24 hours is not a really bad taste. It's not a chiddush. And the Torah says it's also you cook meat there, so that's my source for tam ki ikam. So you can talk that over. Now part of what I told you is in the next few lines, so you know already in advance some of the Gemara. The Rabbonim, 13 lines up from the bottom, the last word, the Rabbonim. The Rabbonim, they say, why don't we learn Tam Kika from Geuli Nofe? Why do they need Mishas for Tam Kika? Why can't they learn Tam Kika from Geuli Nofe and Gentile Caleb? Rabbonim, Geuli Nofe Nami Chiddush, it's a Chiddush. You can't learn from a Chiddush. The whole Kol Nois and Tam of Gan Mutter. Anything gives a taste that's bad. Gami is bad. Anything gives a taste that's bad. It's muta to eat. Let's say a piece of meat was soaking in orange juice. Gives a bad taste. So the orange juice is muta to eat. Take out the meat, eat the orange juice. And here, the gamvinim, because you learn from novella. The novella is not fit for the geir, not called a novella. Let's say the novella is so rotten, even a geir wouldn't eat it. It's not called Naveila. And still the Holocaust, here by Yuli Nochim, it's also. So he says it's a Chiddush. So you cannot learn from this Chiddush, Tam Ki Ika. When a Chiddush is said in the Torah, it's certainly no model of any other place. Because the general principle is, Lesen Tavlagam is Muta. And here we see it's also, so it's a Chiddush. So a Chiddush you can't learn. So you have to learn Tam Ki Ika from Mishra Sanovim, say that. Rabbi Akiva, what is the answer to that? Akiva says his model for Tam Ki Ika is Gula Noche. What is the answer? He says it's not a Chiddush. Ki Rav Chiya Barei the Rav Nedoma, he said, Lo Oso Tera. When did the Tera forbid Gentile Kalim? Elo Big Deo Basyak. Only if it's within the day, within 24 hours, it was used. And therefore, Hilkach Lav Nesen Tam Lagam, they were not giving a bad taste. Anything you cook in that pot doesn't get a bad taste from what's absorbed in the walls. Therefore, that's my model of a Tam Ki Ika. When the Rabbana answered to that, they said, no, it's still a Chiddush. Kedeo Bas Yemenam, even a pot that we use within 24 hours, Lo Efshe de Lo Kogme Put, it's not possible that it doesn't spoil a little bit. Something is spoiled a little bit. Not that spoiled. That if you cooked food in it, it would be muta, but still, it's a bad taste. And it's a chiddush. I have to explain. The Chachamim agree. If you waited 24 hours after the girl used the pot, and you cooked meat in it, meat is muta, because it's very bad taste. But even if you didn't wait 24 hours, and you cooked meat in it, it's still a little bit of a bad taste. And so the Torah says it's also, that's a Chiddush. So I can't learn Tam Ki Ika from there. Then I have to learn from Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva says no. The fact that it's also, if they go use it within 24 hours, is not a Chiddush. Because it's not a very bad taste. And therefore it's not a Chiddush. And therefore it's a good model for Kol HaTorah Kula Tam Ki Ika. Therefore, Misha, she uses for etymosav lisa, say that. The halacha nowadays has been explained already. If you cook in a treifet pot that hasn't been used for 24 hours, it's muta. If you cook in a treifet pot that has been used within 24 hours, it's asa. This everybody agrees here. Only question is, that bas yemon, that pot, that's been used within 24 hours. Is that a model for everywhere else, Tam Ki Ika? It's just not a model because that's a Chiddush. Omer le'Rav Acher, b'rei de'Rav Avya le'Rav Ashi, he said, mi de'Rabbonon, from the way the Rabbonon talk, nishma le'Rav Akiva. Let's learn how Rav Akiva is supposed to talk. What does that mean? Mi lo on Rabbonon, don't Rabbonon say Mishras? What's the purpose of the Pasuk of Mishras? Litan Tam Ki Ika. Omikan, and from that, Atadon the Holy Sura Shabbatera. You learn all other things in Atera. Tam Kirika. By all other Isur, we say the taste that goes into something that's mutar is like the Ika Isur itself. So see that the Chachamim take the pasuk of Mishras, which goes to them, for them, for the purpose of Tam Kika, they use that as a model for everywhere else. If that's the case, Rabbi Akiva Nami, who uses Mishras, Beta Mistafel Isa, so that's also, that's a model. We cannot don't hold out the Isur Shabbatera Kula. So what Rabbi Yehuda say above, that only by a Nazir you say Tam Kika, and not the whole Atera Kula? I'm even said above. Tam Kika, according to Rabbi Akiva, is only by Nazir, but if Rabbi Akiva holds that Mishras is a Tam Kika, we should say it's a model for Kol Atera Kula, for Heter Mistaf Lisa. Again, Rabbi Akiva says, no, Mishras, he's talking about Heter Mistaf Lisa, it should be a model Kol Atera Kula, Heter Mistaf Lisa. Just like the Hachamim, you learn Mishras is Tam Kika, it's a model Kol Atera Kula. So what Rabbi Yehuda say above, that only by Nazir you say, Heter Mistaf Lisa? That's the Kasha, say that. Answer. Rabbi Akiva cannot say b'chol atere kula hetem estaf lisa mishum dehave nosir b'chates shneksum haboyin kechot, because there are two places in the Torah where you find the principle hetem estaf lisa nosir by mishras and by chates, we'll soon see. So since the Torah wrote in two places, b'chave Snake soup and abuen kira, two psukim that come for the same purpose, ain malam, they don't teach anywhere else. Because the Torah wanted us to learn from one of them and model for everywhere else. Why did the Torah write the same principle twice? So the fact that the same principle is written twice shows that one is not supposed to learn from the other. That's why they're written in both cases. So therefore they cannot serve for a model for elsewhere either. As a principle always, if two psukim say the same idea, so it means to tell us it cannot serve as a model for everywhere else. Otherwise, why shouldn't they serve a model one for the other? Now, what do you find by chathas hetam esav l'isa? Nozi hodamon. Nozi, we said already, mishras, so the Kiva learns, hetam esav l'isa. Chathas, mai, what's that, the Tanya? It says, kol asher yigabe besoro yigdosh. Anything that will touch the basar of the chatas will become koydish also like the chatas. Yochal afilu lo bolo. I should think even though I didn't swallow anything of the chatas, let's say a piece of meat that touched the chatas, but it touched cold and it didn't absorb anything from the chatas, just touching alone will make it hetem esav lisa. So a piece of cold kosher meat, kulin, and a piece of chathas together, so together, Mesav Lisa says no. Talmud Lema, Bivisoro, it has to enter into the Bosor, Ache Yibola Bivosor. Some of the chathas has to enter into the other thing. Now that's not Tam Kika, because Tam Kika would require that the taste of the chathas should pervade the entire piece of chulim. Here we don't care that for that. As long as the taste of the chathas invades at least a part of the cholim, so it's like a bond between the chathas and the cholim, and hetem esav lisa, even though the taste of the chathas doesn't go through the entire cholim. And it's a yigdash, anything that touches the boss of the chathas, yigdash, becomes kodesh. What does that mean? Liyos komesh, should be like the chathas itself. In psula, the chathas is puzzle, in psula it's puzzle. So the thing that touches it also becomes puzzle. Means heter mesav lisa. The im kshelo, the chathas is kosher, so the thing that touched it, yes, they acquires the halacha of a kosher chathas. What does that mean? Te'ochel has to be eaten ki chomer shebo, like the chumre of chathas. You can only eat it one day, you can only eat it inside the yazoveh, and only kehanim can eat it. So therefore, chathas is a model for heter esav lisa. And a piece of chathas joins, while it's hot, to a piece of other meat, or a piece of bread together, or a piece of chathas touches the piece of shlamim together, and the taste of the chatas enters partway into the shlamim, and they're together, so they add up to a kezayis, het mesav leisha, and therefore the whole thing is a divil chatas. So since we have by chatas a principle het mesav leisha, and also by nozir, so shnei ksurim bo kecha, that's why it cannot be a marvel for anywhere else in the Torah. That's why Avichan has said, "Chol atayr kula," but don't say het mesav leisha. Say that. Frag the Gemara, the Rabbana, not the Rabbana also, who say Mishras comes from Tam Ki Ika. And Chathis will also say the same thing, but they don't hold Hatha Mistah Lisa. So you have two psukim now for Tam Ki Ika, Mishras and Chathis. Nevi Nozer Chathis, Shnei Ksukim Boin Kechel Eim Alamdim. And let's say you cannot learn Tam Ki Ika for Kol HaTorah Kula, say the same kasha. So the question is, just like Rabbi Akiva, who learns both Sukkim, Hetem Esav Le'isa, and that's why they cannot serve as a model for anywhere else, because Shnei Ksurim Boin Kefa, according to Chacham also, we use these Sukkim for Tam Ki Ika. Let's say you have two Sukkim with the same principle, and they both cannot serve as a model for Kol HaTorah Kula. So how can we learn Tam Ki Ika from here? Oh, so the answer, Hano Mitzvah Sichet. According to the Achamim, we'll need both. We'll soon see why you need both. When do you say it's called Snake Shuvim? When you don't need both. You can learn one from the other. But when you cannot learn one from the other, like we'll soon see, it's not called Snake Shuvim. Rabbi Kiva says, My Tzrichi, why do you need both? Rabbi Kiva said, one will be enough. Bishlamei kosa rachmona b'chathas. And they were right by chathas alone, whatever it is, whether Tam Ki Ika or Hezmasav Lisa. Lo gomal nozim, you cannot learn gozer from chathas. Because the chulin b'koshim legami, you cannot learn chulin b'koshim. Rabbi Kiva is explaining that it's not called seksur b'en kecha. But you cannot learn nozir from chatas. No, we keep explaining why it's called snake swim going kecha. We keep saying snake swim going kecha. Why? Oh, you cannot learn nozir from chatas. Nozir is chulin. And chatas is kedish. So by kedish, by chatas, tam ki ika, or etem saf lisa, I would know by nozir etem saf lisa. Because you cannot learn chulin from koshim. Maybe koshim is more chomor. By Koshim is Hetem Salvisa. By Chulim, which is Nozim, maybe not. So you have, therefore you need a Pasuk by Nozim. But Elolich to Rahmana by Nozim, which is Chulim, the Hetem Salvisa. We all see Chathis, the Tigman, and Chathis come and learn from Nozim. So call Yisur and Shabbatera, Kogom and Nozim. You can learn all Yisur and Atera from Nozim. Nozim is Chulim. Now since it was superfluous to write in the Torah by Chathis, Heta Mesav Le'isa, because you could learn from Nozir. Therefore, it's called Shnei Ksuvim Boin Kecha Le'im Alamdim. That's why everywhere else we don't say Heta Mesav Le'isa, only these two cases. Again, it's true, we could have learned, we couldn't learn Nozir from Chathis, because Chathis is Kochim. And Kochim, I would have said, are so Chomor, that's why Heta Mesav Le'isa. Nozir, which is not Kochim, maybe wouldn't say Heta Mesav Le'isa. So you could learn Nozir from Chathis. But Chathis you can learn from Nozir. So by Nozir, the Torah says Mishras. By Hetem Esav Le'isa, why does it have to say by Chathis? So therefore, it's called Shnei Ksuvim Boin Kecha Le'im Alamdim. And therefore, everywhere else in the Torah, Hetem not Esav Le'isa. That's how Rabbi Akiva said. The Rabbanan, what do they say? They say, they'll say to you, Mitzvah, you knew both of them. Both of them are for Tam Ki Ika, and still you need both of them. I'll explain this. No, we need both of them. Nozir is for Tam Ki Ika, and still we need both of them. Chathis, we need Hetem Esav Le'isa. Now the Chachamim are yielding. When it comes to Chathis, we agree Hetem Esav Le'isa. There's only one place, nowhere else. And therefore, since Chathis is Kochim, Chulin and Kochim Le'igam, you can't learn Chulin and Kochim. So nowhere else is Hetem Esav Le'isa, only by chattis, because chattis is kodesh. And nozit, don't say at the misaf leis. Or mishres, leitan tam ki ikav. And therefore, mikan from nozit, at the door lechol adeh kula. Now we explain this father once more. The Chachamim solved their problem. It's not take to remind Gecha. One pasuk is nozir by Mishras for Tam Kiika, and one pasuk by Chathis, Hetam Isav Lisa. Now from Chathis you cannot learn, because from Kochim you can't learn to call out Telekula. So therefore, we don't say Hetam Isav Lisa or call out Telekula. But by nozir, which is Chulin, and it's for the purpose of Mishras, for the purpose of Tam Kiika, it serves as a model of call out Telekula. Rabbi Kiva says, we could learn chattis from nozer. You could learn chattis from nozer. Madach nozer, which is chulin, is tam kika. Except madach nozer, which is chulin, hetam itself lisa. Then chattis, which is kedesh and mor choma, surely hetam itself lisa. So why the tail right in both places? Snakes were very careful to tell us that we don't learn from either of them. Say one more line and repeat. Rabbi Kiva says, Tavayu lehetam esav leisa. And therefore one is superfluous. Because you could have learned chattis from Moshe. So once more briefly. Rabbi Chachamim hold Mishras is for tam ki ikam. And chattis Hetam Itzav Leisa. From Chathis you cannot learn anything because it's Kodesh. That's why Cholatei Kulei don't say Hetam Itzav Leisa. Only by Chathis. But Nozer, which is Chulin, and it comes from Tam Kiika, it's a model Cholatei Kulei Tam Kiika. But Rabbi Kiva says Nozer is also for the purpose of Hetam Itzav Leisa. And Chathis is Hetam Itzav Leisa. Chathis could have learned from Nozer. Madach Chulin Hetam Itzav Leisa. Madach Chulin Tam Kiika. Say again. Rabbi Kiva holds that Nozer and Chathis both come from Hetam Itzav Leisa. Now, why do you need both? If you learn from Nozer, which is Chulin, surely for Koshim and Chathis. Therefore, two times in the Torah, the same principle to tell you that kol atele kulo, we don't say at the Mesav Leisa. And how does he know Tam Kiika? He learns Tam Kiika from Giule Nochrim. The Chachamim say, from Giule Nochrim he can't learn because it's a chiddush, but the taste is not good in the walls of the keli. So whether they learn Tam Kiika from Nosa, Mishra Samar. And the posik by Chathis is for Hetam Itzav Leisa. And therefore, from Chathis you cannot learn because Chulin can't learn from Kodshim. But from Nosa, which is Tam Kiika, it's Chulin, we'll learn from Kol Atel Kula. Let's see if we can repeat that. Now, we'll learn a little piece of Rashi which sums up this subject again. It's the middle of the Amid Rashi of Rabbi Akiva. If you have it, show it to your neighbors, please. Rabbi Akiva, Isla, he holds Giuli Nochrim, Lav Chidishu. Therefore, Balom Yitzlich, you don't need any other puzzle in Tam Kiika. Hilka Rabbi Akiva, Kiva the Shamat Lai, since you heard about him, the mapik he derives Mishra, use Mishra as lehetam itzav leisa, al korachacho, tavayu hani, both these psukim, this means, nozer and chattis, both, hetam itzav leisa also. Because tam kiki learns from elsewhere, learns from giuli mochid. Behavale chattis, ko yuseo, it is superfluous posse. The mozer, the migman, nozer, chattis could have learned from nozer. But the Torah wrote the Chathis again, the same principle. The Havali snakes are in one care. And Mishamacha, therefore, Pshita Lele Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yechon knows for sure that Rabbi Akiva Lele Goma Shole Sumo Nozit. Doesn't learn any other Yisurim from Nozit. Rethem Safli Yisur. Why? The Olamotzi can't learn from there. The Snake Swim, two Swim that come with the same purpose. And two Swim come with the same purpose. You cannot learn from Kol HaTehillim. That's the beginning of the Rashi. First, add a piece up to here.
Okay.
Let's say, according to Rabbi Akiva, that Mishlas comes for Tam Kiika. No, the Mishlas comes for Hetta Mistaf Lisa. And Tatas comes for Tam Kiika. Why do we say the opposite? Let's say Mishlas comes for Hetta Mistaf Lisa, and Chatas for Tam Kiika. And therefore, if Mishlas Hetta Mistaf Lisa, it could be a model of Holatera Kula. Talk about the Kasha. So Rashi answers, if Chatas comes to Tam Kiika, then we wouldn't have any model called Holatera Kula according to Rabbi Akiva, Tam Kiika, because you can't learn from Kochin. Again, the Kasha was, let's say, Mishlas, Hetam is Tav Lisa, and Chatas is a Tam Kiika. And therefore, you can learn from Mishlas, from Nozil, Chol HaTeva Kulo, and Hetam is Tav Lisa, against what Rabbi Yechanan said. So I said, you can't say that, because you know Rabbi Kiva holds Tam Kiika. And if Chatas is Tam Kiika, then you wouldn't learn from Chol HaTeva Kulo. You can't learn from Kulo Mekochim. That's a Torah. Say that. But time is up. I'll tell you briefly once more, and one more piece of Rashi. Rashi's kasha was, why don't we say Rabbi Akiva won't learn from Geulah and Ofrim? Like the Chachamim don't learn from Geulah and Ofrim. And Rabbi Akiva holds that Mishlas is for Hetam Esav Leisa, and Chatas is Tam Kiika. And therefore, you can learn from Kol HaTeva Kula from Nozir that Hetam Esav Leisa. Not like Rabbi Yehuda says, that you don't learn Kol HaTeva Kula. It's a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. Answer is, if Rabbi Akiva would learn from Chatas Tam Kiika, you can't learn Kol HaTeva Kula. But if Kol HaTeva Kula can't learn from Kochi, you can't learn from Kochi. That's it. That's all. I'll ask one more question. I don't have time to talk about it. I'll make it as briefly as possible. We have a shita above that Kutta HaBavli is not Osa. Now Kutta HaBavli has a taste of chametz in it. Tam Kiika. So who said that? Rabbi Akiva holds Tam Kiika too. And the Chacham and Ishtugi both hold Tam Kiika. So who is the one that says Kutta HaBavli shouldn't be Osa Midaisa? There's a taste of chametz in it. So Rashi said, it's another set of Chachamim. Now these Chacham here, not Rabbi Akiva, others. And they hold that Nozir is for Tam Kiika. And therefore you cannot learn Tam Kiika from Nozir. And Geulah and Ofrim is a Chiddush. So you can't learn Geulah and Ofrim either. And therefore they don't hold Tam Kiika at all. The taste of chametz, according to David, not Ir Osa Midaraisa. Again, why not? Because Nozir to learn is a Tam. No, it doesn't. Excuse me. Nozir's Vehetta Mistah Felisa. I didn't say it right. Nozir's Vehetta Mistah Felisa. And therefore, Nozir and Chatas are snakes swim going carefully in Melanda. So you cannot learn Vehetta Mistah Felisa called a Terry Kula. It's finished. The whole Nozir and Chatas both call Tam for Hetam Esav Lisa. That's why you cannot learn for Kol HaTeva Kula. And Tam Kiika, you have no place to learn from. If Nozir and Chatas are both for Hetam Esav Lisa, and Geulah and Ofrim is a Chiddush, so therefore they hold that no such thing as Tam Kiika. Again, the Chachamim who say that Kutah HaBavli do not Isha the Isa, although there's a taste of hummus in it, they don't hold Tam Kiika at all. So I should explain, because they hold that Nozir and Chatas comprehend the Mistah HaFlisa. So you can't learn from them. We're not learning heaven salvation or any place in the Torah. What remains to learn Tankika? But where are we learning Tankika from? Can you go there and look at it? That's a Hiddush. And therefore, you don't learn Tankika at all. So you can talk it over before we.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.